Hello. I've brought the fabulous Olivia to help read our Bible reading today, which is Matthew 10, 40 to 42. And which number is that? You don't have to say anything. It's okay. Do you know anyone who welcomes you?
Anyone who welcomes you?
Welcomes me.
Welcomes me.
And anyone who welcomes me,
anyone who welcomes me,
welcomes the one who sent me.
Welcomes the one who sent me.
Yeah, that's really good. Whoever welcomes a prophet,
whoever welcomes a prophet,
as a prophet,
as a prophet,
will receive a prophet's reward.
Will receive a prophet's reward.
Nice. And whoever welcomes a righteous person, and whoever welcomes,
whoever welcomes a righteous person, whoever welcomes.
Yeah, as a righteous person.
As a righteous person. As a righteous person.
Will receive a righteous person's reward.
Will receive a righteous person's reward.
Yeah. All right, last verse over here. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water,
if anyone receives a cold cup of water
to one of these little ones,
to one of these little ones,
who is my disciple,
who is my disciple,
truly I tell you,
truly I tell you,
that person will certainly,
that person will certainly
not lose their reward.
Not lose their reward.
That was amazing. This is the gospel of the Lord. Then praise to you, O Christ.
This is the gospel of the Lord. Oh, praise to you, O Christ.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
Well done, Olivia. That was so
good.
What is it like to be welcomed into a place well? And what does it mean? What does it mean to have courage in our welcome? It's lovely. You can all watch me, it's fun. Maybe by the end of my talk, I might share the water and the ice. We'll see. So, we're going to look at the courage to welcome and the small acts that make that happen. We are thinking about Peter as a model of this, a human model of this, and how his life kind of points us to the ways in which we can be used. One of the things about Peter that really stands out for me is that Peter, the fisherman, so an unskilled laborer, someone who went into fishing because that's what you did to survive, to feed your family, to do what you needed to do, not someone who was sent to be educated at the feet of a rabbi who would have been like a university professor, who would have taken you through and mentored you into the heights of Hebrew logic and arguing well. He's not one of those people, not one of the well-off, not one of the people who were seen, but one of the people who had to just get on with life, had to do the job that was given to them because that would support them and their family. I often remember my dad when I think about Peter the fisherman, because my dad is a person who had to become a fisherman when he was a kid, because where he lived, that's what you did if you didn't go to school. So it connects me to his way of life when he was young, very different to the way of life here. But in that, Peter becomes, he's named Peter, thank you, Susie, yes. His name's Simon, and then becomes Peter because Peter is the rock, the foundation which we are set upon as the church, and becomes the person who Jesus gives the setting up of his church to. And today's reading talks about whoever welcomes you welcomes me. So today we're going to look at welcome. So I need three people to help me. We're going to just think about who Peter was. Is it? All right, you three come up. No one else will put their hands up, so it's all you. You all have to... No, you're not wearing the goggles again. So you've got to hold up, have one of these each.
No goggles, they are so wet.
I cleaned them, that's why they were wet. Would you prefer them to be dirty? It's goggles. What do you want? Okay, so hold them up so people can see. You go up. So we got three words. I can't see which ones you guys have got. We've got brave. We've got impulsive. And what have you got, Susie? Loved by Jesus. You didn't read it. So you take a step to your left. You take a step forward for me and Joanna. Step forward and to the right a little bit. So everyone can see. That's left, yeah. I think. There we go. Yes. This is nothing now. And if your hands get tired, you can put it down. But so we have these three things, and as we heard in our interview, these are three of the attributes that Peter had. So he was impulsive. He said things he shouldn't in this. You can read about him in the Bible if you want, but there's a few things that he gets up to where he's really impulsive. He was brave. He stepped out in faith on water, and he was loved by Jesus. So this is the kind of person Peter was. We're multifaceted people, so there's all sorts of other words that could be used. Peter was all three of these things. Sometimes he got things right, sometimes he got things very wrong, but Jesus never gave up on him, and that is good news. So I'm going to ask you all some questions, and I want you to put your hand... There's no hiding for this one. I want you to put your hand up if you have ever done something like this. So you can hold them up so your arms aren't going to fall off. I did say you could put them down if it was starting to hurt.
Okay.
Thank you. So have you ever said something without thinking? If you have... Put your hands up. There's some of you just lying, I'm sorry. Have you ever said something without thinking? The adults are just terrible. I'm sorry, all of you.
I literally just did it 10 minutes
ago. I know, exactly. But the problem is, Susie, adults think that they can pretend like they've never done this stuff.
No, you can't, mate.
And they're like, oh no, we never did that. And the best skill I ever had as a youth worker was that I remembered what I was like as a child, rather than had a false memory. Well, actually, my dad will tell me stuff. But no, we'll go on from there. I'll put my hands up as well. Who has ever been scared? And if any of you don't put your hands up, I'm coming for you. They're scared now, right? Everyone's been scared. You see all these people being scared? And who has ever needed a second chance? I think we're fairly unanimous. Richard didn't put his hand up for any of those because he's been perfect his whole life. So it's great. Is that the back there, obviously?
Yay!
Catherine says no. She's sitting with Richard at the back helping. She was the welcomers when he came in. Okay, so thank you guys for holding those up. You hold them up one more time. Show, what does yours say, Debs? Joanna, sorry. That's your sister's name. Joanna, Anna, what does yours say? Say it really loud and proud. Good mic, yeah. What does it say?
Brave.
Thank you. Do you remember what yours says? You say it now.
Impulsive.
Impulsive. And?
I do not remember.
Loved by Jesus. Thank you very much. You can put those down and go and sit down for me. Thank you for that. Give them a big round of applause. Just put them down on the floor. Wonderful. So we had this passage. I illustrated this passage by doing the opposite of what it said. I poured myself a glass of water with ice that I bought from the freezer this morning, as I am doing again now. And in the passage, it says that if you give even a cup of water to these little ones, you are giving it to me, as in you are faced with God and you are giving to God that gift. Because we are all made in the image of God. So little things matter. little things matter. And in that, we must think about who it is that little things matter to. Who is it that we're supposed to radically welcome? Who is it that we're supposed to give a nice cup of water to? So I've got some. I've got some ice. I've got some water. I've got four cups. I'm going to need four helpers, but you're going to be giving them away. Come on, you can come over. You can come again. Do you, is it just you, none of your siblings? All right, who else? Come, you two, come. So you're going to give the, one. I've got five cups, so I can have five people. That one. You can have that one. Yeah, kind of, they're the only ones putting their hands up, so. Yeah. Ashton's getting them, yeah. So we got some ice and we got some cups. Thank you, thank you. Just stand in a line for me and I'll put some ice in each cup. So these small acts can be really powerful. Oh, no, I'll put some ice in this one and you can share it. I need to get the water. Nice. Just so happens that our Bible passage really works in this heat, right? Because a small act of some ice cold water is a really important way of showing welcome.
Question, can we drink this?
No, you're going to give it away. We're trying to do the whole thing of like, for others. No, you can't pour it on your head.
You'll get on your clothes.
You just pour it on your head. I'm going to pour it. I'll get you a bit more ice into this. Where are we? You've got ice. You've got ice. You're going to have some. Where did your ice go? Is it that hot that it's just melting? And you know what? Last one. Don't take it out. You're going to give it to someone. Whoever gets the one with her fingers being in, that's really helpful. There you go. Hold that one. These are to give away, not to keep. So I'm going to stand over to the side. And so we're going to answer these questions first, and then you're going to go and find someone. I suggest you give that to your mum, because your fingers have been in it. You're going to find someone who really looks like they deserve a welcome. Of a hot and lovely cold water. Okay. So, this is questions to you, all of you. And it's who is welcome? Who deserves to be welcome? Who do you think welcomes? Do new people to this church deserve to be welcomed?
Yes.
That was probably too quiet. In fact, no, it was down for it. If I was new today, I'd be like, ooh. I'm not quite sure they want me here. So, I'm going to ask you again. Do new people to this church deserve to be welcomed?
Yes!
Everyone's still a bit too hot. I'm not going to make you do it again, but the levels need to go up slightly. Do people who are different from us deserve to be welcomed?
Yes!
Do people who annoy us deserve to be welcomed?
Yes!
Even if it don't want to. Do people who are lonely deserve to be welcomed?
Yes.
Do people who make mistakes deserve to be welcomed?
Yes.
Do people who are brilliant deserve to be welcomed?
Yes.
Do people who are struggling deserve to be welcomed?
Yes.
Exactly. All of us deserve to be welcomed. And you can be all of those things all at once and also over your lifetime. So it can be you and it can be others. So remember that. And as a way of thinking about who needs to be welcome, you're going to do a small act of welcome. And now is you're going to go and find someone who you want to give that iced water to. And I suppose if you smile really nicely to our young helpers, you might be able to entice them over to you to give you the water. Depends how hot you are. So, my helpers, please go forth. I think your grandma might want one. What about your grandmother? Yeah. They're really discerning. They're like, who deserves to be welcome? All right. It's ice and water. It's just ice and water, so you can share it. You've got to give it to someone. Oh, and she's still with you. So you sit. Okay, thank you, guys. Give them a big round of applause. They can go sit back down. How we're supposed to welcome all people, different, the same, struggling, not struggling. There's not many people not struggling, to be brutally honest. But we can do that because we're called to welcome all. And even a small act, like a glass of water, can be that radical welcome. So, last bit. I want you to think what small act of welcome we can offer as a congregation, but also you can offer this week. Just one thing. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Just think by yourself. Maybe if you want to, close your eyes. Don't fall asleep. I know it's hot. One small act of welcome you can do this week. Okay. So I want you to hold on to that one smaller act that you're going to try and practice this week. And then the second thing is, I want you to think of a person. A real life person, someone you're going to interact with, someone that you're going to come into contact with this week, who could do with the metaphorical cup of water, that small act. And then lastly, we all need to think, if we're a member of this congregation, how we can be a more welcoming church, how we can learn from Peter, and how we can make people feel loved and seen. And that's going to be ongoing work for all of us to do. Me as the vicar, but also all of us as a community together. Let me just say a prayer for us as we finish this section. Jesus, thank you for Peter, for his courage, his mistakes, and his big heart. Help us to welcome others as you welcome us. Make our church a place of kindness where small acts make a big difference. Amen.